Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Before we get to this Jason Garrett stuff, I wanted to read you guys this, just to kind of put it in perspective. You know, Ben, you've been talking a lot about Tony Romo doing a contract re-up. And so it's a little nugget. Brian Curtis of The Ringer, who's actually originally from Fort Worth, I believe, he's taken this New York Post tweet, and it says, CBS remains the favorite to keep Romo, but it will be asked to meet or surpass John Madden's record NFL TV game analyst number of $8 million per season. Romo is currently in the $3 million range. Now, keep in mind, in today's money, John Madden would be making $36 million. The equivalent, this is a very Darren Rovell thing, the equivalent to making $8 million in 94 would be him making $36 million now. And at the time, Madden was making more than any NFL player.
Wow.
As the lead analyst.
God, he was great, too. I loved it. And I knew people like to give him grief. Oh, he's saying boom, pow, bam. He was a guy's guy, and the way he did it was just fun. And
he invented that.
Yeah, dude. I thought he simplified it for folks, and I thought it was really, really good. I just loved his perspective. Quirky, funny guy. So for Romo, you know, Romo could end up getting over 10 a year. And
wow.
And if you think about it, in terms of the hottest broadcasters in the game, there's nobody hotter than him. I mean, in terms of a lot of broadcasters. Okay, you watch the game and you're like, okay, that was a good broadcaster, or it wasn't. But you're not necessarily going, hey, I really want to watch that because that broadcaster's on. Romo got to that point.
Absolutely,
it got to that point to where people were like, man, I gotta watch. I gotta see what Romo says. I gotta watch this guy. He's gonna predict everything that's gonna happen. Watch this, and he took the game to an even higher level. So, by not following suit and acting like everybody else and kind of creating his own voice and doing it his own way, which in large part to Nance allowing him the real estate to do it, he's carved this thing out. And you know, I can imagine he doesn't want to leave because the Nance partnership is a huge part of this,
yeah.
Right? He goes somewhere else. He's got to have a different partner. I mean, he and Nance are like best friends and have been for a long time, and Nance had been recruiting him for a long time. For Witten had to go with Joe Tessitore and Booger, and it was like, hey, we're putting a band together. Go have chemistry. Go. But they didn't really know each other. Yeah. They're all fighting for their own voice. Nance just wanted to get Phil Simms out of the booth because he was farting on him. everything was set up for Romo, and he's taking advantage of it, and he's money. And now it's going to cost a lot of money to keep him.
I think you've talked about the Patriots connection with Belichick. You know, he does a lot of AFC games. So he gets a lot of games in New England, in Foxborough, mm-hmm. or a lot of Belichick games. And he gets all of, hey, if the Cowboys are playing on CBS, Romo's likely getting that game, too.
Yeah, it's a
lot of that.
A lot of Chiefs and Patriots, yo.
Yeah. Hey, guys, so Shippy just informed me of this in the break and has the audio here. David Irving has got a new venture here. This is called
The Weed Stuff,
the world's first rolling paper advocacy magazine. It's called CannabisPassport.ca, and here is their one-minute commercial featuring David Irving.
Hi, I'm David Irving, retired NFL star.
Another sack for Dallas. David Irving, welcome back.
I'm also the co-founder of Cannabis Passport. What is Cannabis Passport? It's an advocacy magazine fighting to legalize marijuana and stop the use of deadly and addictive pills. Oh yeah, it's also a kick-ass rolling paper for free. That's right, 100 rolling papers and an advocacy magazine for free. So go to CannabisPassport.com and join the movement right now. We'll give you 100 rolling papers while competitors only give you 30. How long do I have to hold this? It's simple math. We give you 3 times more paper because we're 3 times better than competitors. We save you green, so you save this green. Yeah! Cannabis Passport. Join the movement. Join the party.
It's like he's handing out little tiny weed Bibles.
Cool.
It's in a little 2-inch, you know, it's probably 2-inch wide.
You might want to call in
maybe
ambulance.
What are you describing? Is this personal?
The papers. It's a little magazine.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not any bigger. It's the size of Sean's hand.
I hate to have to read tiny little magazines.
Yeah.
My eyes strain so bad.
Sean would love it, though. Sean would be like, hey, you're reading Gone with the Wind? What is that, War and Peace?
He'll open the centerfold.
So it's like zigzag-sized pages, zigzag. And it's little tiny magazine articles printed on weed paper?
Yeah, that's basically it.
I don't understand.
And he left the league for that? It's like, hey, David Irving, listen, you are freakishly talented. You have a rare talent. Like, very few people in the world can do what you can do. So when you hit free agency, you're going to hit the mother load financially. It's just like hitting the lotto. All you got to do is stay out of trouble and not smoke weed, and you're set forever. Nah, I'd rather quit that job and go make a weed paper magazine it'll get 30, 60% more weed paper.
I don't know, but I was thinking about what Tank Lawrence was talking about with Antoine Woods, where he was talking about they knew immediately the way he hit that he wanted to be there and be a part of things.
Yeah.
And I just get the sense that David Irving doesn't really care about hitting like that.
No.
I think he's like, man, I'd love to try out for this repertory theater.
I'm David Irving.
I just think he's a big, gigantic dude that's incredibly talented, but the idea of putting on pads and going out there and hitting people is just not that appealing to him.
And I get it, but it drove me crazy to see that talent and see him waste it. I understand not wanting to play, but, man, he didn't make it about it. He wasn't saying that. He was making excuses and saying it was other people's fault. There was no culpability. He didn't admit to any wrongdoing in any way. It was just everybody was holding him back. But, I mean, and then when you started asking about the money skin, I remember when we interviewed him, and we found him to be very likable the whole time he was here. But when we were interviewing him the last time, you were like, yeah, but you realize if you just, you know, stayed out of trouble and you went and he's, yeah, but where's, I still don't have millions.
Yeah,
where are my millions?
He was complaining about not only not having money, but not having the money to pay insurance. Or, I'm sorry, to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why didn't you just take, you know, when most people who get money stick a certain aside for their taxes, you don't complain that you already spent all the money and then that's just irresponsible. Like everything was just irresponsible. And it's like, if you really wanted to go get this money, you could. You're making the decision not to. So why are you complaining about it?
Yeah. So let's transition into this, though. I think we can all agree that at times, or most of the time, the Jason Garrett press conference can be a bit of a bore.
Sir.
But we saw some fireworks last week and literal fire that happened at camp, and some funny things happened with Jason. And a very interesting thing happened yesterday at the Jason Garrett press conference that I think we need to take a look at. Now, he was asked, do you have a cell phone policy, you know, in team meetings and things like that?
Yeah, we don't like to have cell phones in our meetings. There's a long history of studies done at the university level of your performance relative to where your cell phone is on your body. And they've done tests where students are taking a test and they have a cell phone on and it's turned up. okay, and they don't perform as well as students have a cell phone on and it's turned down, and they don't perform as well as students who have cell phones in their pocket and then in their bag and then outside the room and all of that. So the basic premise is it can be a distraction to you when you're trying to be focused on something else. So we don't like them in the meeting room, so we keep them out of the meeting rooms, whether it's on, off, going on, ringing, any of that. We just feel like it's best to kind of put them aside, and when they come into the meeting room, hopefully they focus on football. That applies to coaches too.
Send two pictures from your cell phone.
Weigh in on this in a second.
I do like the last part he said too, by the way.
I want to show you what happened. So he finishes that question, or finishes answering that question, and then Ed Warder, back with ESPN, is in the crowd, and this happens.
They're on a table, and they can't have them until they leave.
Yeah, we don't have them in the meeting rooms. Yeah.
It's Mike Martin.
That's incredible.
You hear a ringer go off. It's Ed Warder's phone.
Ed Warder's out there with a landline and all the spool of phone wire. You hear that ring?
It is a terrible ring.
That is a landline.
What is he doing?
It's a landline. He's out there. Hold on a second. Guys, can you just get off the cord? Can you let me just pull the cord a little bit further?
Do you think Ed's got a flip phone?
He's got a dial wheel.
Yes.
A rotary.
That is awesome that he's back at ESPN, though.
Love you, Ed.
Big fan of Edward, a great dude, and it sucks that he's carrying a landline around camp, though.
I think there's something that is really important that Garrett did there when he said he's not blaming the players and he's not saying they're the ones. He's saying everybody, because he ended it with, same goes for our coaches.
Yeah.
Because I'm 100 years old, and I've got my phone on me at all times, and I'm distracted by it, and on and on and on. It's not just young players and millennials and all this kind of stuff. It, you know, Generation what? Z stuff.
Yeah.
And so
that's what I heard.
I think that it's I think it's good that he kind of put everybody together.
Yeah.
And didn't just say my players. It's the coaches and the players. Everybody's susceptible to this.
Yeah, totally agree. I'm guilty of it. I've got a friend, I mentioned this guy before on the radio, they have No Phone Sunday. And so they have this deal where the kids, the parents, everybody has to put their phones up for the entire day.
God,
so
even, they can even actually, in football season?
So they can actually just spend a day together and
not
be away,
during the fall. Though.
Be away from the fall. Be
a, more of a college
every
football
Sunday,
guy.
52 Sundays per year, and get rid of your phones and just spend time together. And, you know, I know we're as guilty of this as anything. And when you have kids, we have three kids. Along the way, it gets to be, well, if you just put a tablet in that kid's hand or a phone, they're not fighting with each other, nagging or complaining or yelling at you or whatever. And it's just easy to say, hey, digital device, babysit this child. But there are times where I look up and all five of us are on a phone or doing something, and we're not paying attention to each other. We're looking down. And I think it's really, we're all guilty of it. You're right. There's no age discrimination here. It happens to everybody, whether you're a kiddo, whether you're, you know, heck, my mom or anyone's parent. I mean, it's just, yeah, it doesn't discriminate. And so I want to be better at it. I wish I was better at it. I wish I could just put my phone away and ignore it.
That Sunday thing is impossible, because I know every time I'm with my family, I look up and we're all on our phones while eating Chick-fil-A. So I don't know what we would do if we had a no-phone Sunday.
Right.
That would just be the double whammy.
My kids, it's like, all right, hey, listen, you've exceeded your Fortnite time. You need to get off Fortnite, come downstairs and chill out and do something else, go outside and play. It's too hot to go outside and play. All right, well, you're not playing Fortnite. And then they sit there on the couch and watch Fortnite videos on YouTube.
So that brings up something. School just started, so Desmond, our son, both of our kids, but Desmond's the one who plays video games, just had this big reduction in quote-unquote electronics.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
So we've had this discussion. Are video games and YouTube on your phone both considered electronics?
It's
too broad.
Okay. I don't think they are now. Well, hold on a second. So for us, I'm less worried about electronics than I am about video games. So I would rather they weren't watching video games on TV. But if they are, I still think that's better than playing video games. I still think what it does to your brain to be locked in and playing the video game, I think that's more intense on your brain than casually watching it on TV, where you're not controlling anything, you're not impacting the fate of what happens.
Right.
So I think it's less draining on your brain. We're the same way with regard to when you get into the school, no video games and stuff during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You get rewarded if you take care of business during the week. You get to play on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they look forward to the weekend like crazy. And then during the week, they're watching all of it on YouTube.
Right. And the thing is that we've had this discussion. Kids don't watch television. They watch their phone. So if you say no electronics, that includes your phone, you're basically saying no television.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying go read a book, Pilgrim. You know, it's like, because when I was a kid, I mean, I didn't play that much. You know, I didn't spend that much time on video games. We had ColecoVision or whatever. And I'd play for a little bit, but I'd watch TV. I watched every damn sitcom and watched late-night television. I watched TV all the damn time. So if I tell my kid, no phone, you're taking YouTube away, he's literally just going to go stare at a wall and go crazy. He's not going to know what to do.
I think that's interesting. I think taking the video games away and the phone away and having them just watch TV – for whatever reason, I think that's lesser. I think the video game's most intense, phone a little less than that, and then watching TV a little less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I had the most amazing moment as a parent the other night. I went upstairs. I told my son, Miles, I was like, if you don't, you, like, we got to stay on him about brushing his teeth. I'm like, when you get upstairs, I'm going to come upstairs and check to make sure you brush your teeth. He's like, no, you're not. So I went up an hour later with a surprise toothbrush check to make sure the toothbrush is wet, smelled his breath, just wanted to keep him in check.
Surprise,
popped in his room. Okay, he's almost falling asleep. We're good. So I was like, well, I'm up here. I'll pop in my other kid's room and see what they're doing. Daughter was asleep. Went into my 13-year-old son's room reading a book.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is the – you're set. Your future is set. If every time I walk in on you, you're reading a book – you're going to own the world. It's just such a lost cause, man. This is
squared
away. He was reading a book.
It's great. By the way, you can always text us 877-881-1053. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. Someone just texted in.
Yeah.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.